Have you ever been afraid? Have you ever been grumpy or mad or so very sad? Have you ever been in such a bad mood that when your parents come and say, "What's wrong?" you just say, "Go away," and you don't want to talk to anyone? Have you ever felt in that bad of a mood? Well, listen to this story. This is a story about the Midianites, who have taken over the land of Israel, and the story of Gideon. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, while Joash's son, Gideon, was beating out wine in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. So Gideon is beating out hiding in a wine press. He's working with wheat, but he's hiding down, you can imagine, almost in a barrel. He's hiding from the Midianites because he's afraid that they'll destroy him. And the angel comes to Gideon and says, and listen to the first words the angel says to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of strength." Gideon feels weak and afraid and small and powerless. He is not feeling good. And the first thing the angel says to him is a compliment. "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of strength." You can imagine Gideon hiding in a barrel, hiding down, maybe even under the ground, doing his work so that no one finds him. And an angel appears to him and says, "Mighty man of valor." Gideon might be confused. And listen to what Gideon says. "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? The Midianites taking us over. And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." So Gideon is saying, "I don't know if the Lord is really with us. Look around. It's pretty bad." He's saying this to an angel. And then the Lord turns to him and says, "Did not the Lord?" The Lord says, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I, the Lord, send you? I've already given you all the strength you need. Don't be afraid. Go, fight the Midianites." But Gideon isn't so sure. "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." So Gideon is saying, "I can't defeat the Midianites. I'm from a small little clan in a tribe that doesn't matter. And even in my father's house, I'm the smallest person there. I can't do it." And the Lord says, and the Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." The Lord doesn't say to Gideon, "Wrong." The Lord continues to try to make Gideon realize that he's not weak, that he shouldn't be afraid. He's trying to give Gideon encouragement and strength, and that he'll be able to take out the Midianites as if one man. Often, when we're afraid, it's because we don't know what's going to happen next. Have you ever been stuck looking at homework, thinking, "How am I ever going to get this done?" Or if your mom or dad has given you a chore and you don't want to do it, because when you close your eyes, you don't even know when to begin or how to begin. Have you ever been so upset that you just can't imagine ever being happy again? Everything is wrong with the world. That's usually a sign of a lack of imagination. you are unable to imagine the future. You can't really see, how is it that I'm going to be able to finish this homework? How is it that I'm going to be able to do these chores? How is it that I'm ever going to be in a good mood ever again? That's often how we feel. Well, listen to what actually happens with Gideon. It's a famous story. You may know the story of Gideon. He gathers together lots of people, and the Lord has him winnow it down so it's just Gideon and 300 men. And each of them has a pot and a torch and a trumpet. And the Lord is telling him each of these specific details. And Gideon is just going to do what the Lord tells him to do. He's just going to trust the Lord. Even though 300 men against the whole army of the Midianites is still not looking good, Gideon is going to trust. And listen to what happens. So Gideon and the men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp of the Midianites at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just set the watch, so it's dark out. And they blew their trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. Then the 300 blew their trumpets and broke their jars. They held in their left hand the torches and in their right hands trumpets to blow. And they cried out, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." So the 300 men encircle the camp when it's dark, and they have torches hiding, and they have pots so no one can see the light. And they smash the pots, and suddenly the camp is surrounded by 300 torches, and they blow trumpets, and they shout, "For the sword of the Lord and for Gideon." Imagine what it's like to be a Midianite, waking up in the middle of the night to a huge, loud noise, looking all around you at all these torches and trumpets. They were terrified. The Midianites were terrified. And here's why. Each torch and trumpet in a traditional ancient army represented hundreds of men. So if you were to lead an army, you might give each 100 men one torch, so that the general could lead all the other troops. And so if you, as an enemy, looked out in the night and you saw 10 torches, you might do some quick math and think, well, that's about 1,000 troops. Okay. And if you heard trumpets, each trumpet might be 100 men. And you think, okay, I hear about 1,000 men. We can take 1,000. But if in the middle of the night you hear a huge, loud noise, and the first thing you see when you wake up is 300 torches and 300 trumpets blaring in the darkness, you don't know how many men that is. Countless. Thousands upon thousands. They were terrified. Every man of the Gideon camp stood in his place. And all the army ran. They cried out and fled. This was a brilliant strategy. A brilliant strategy of the Lord's. The Lord knew this was going to happen all along. That through this brilliant strategy, Gideon would be easily victorious. We might think, "Gideon, didn't you realize how easy this would be? You wouldn't even have to go down there and fight them. You could just run after them after they're already afraid and chase them down. This is going to be so easy." But Gideon, at the beginning, was afraid because he didn't know how it would end. He didn't know that the Lord had an amazing plan for him. But he trusted the Lord. This is the problem that we sometimes have. We cannot see always how the Lord has a good end in mind. When we're sitting there looking at a paper we haven't quite started, or if we're looking at a large field that we have to work and we don't know where to begin, or if we're really upset and we think we'll never be in a good mood again, or if we've been mean to our sibling and we think, I have to say sorry to them, I'm supposed to be nice to them again, how will they ever accept me? We can't imagine the wonder that the Lord has in store for us. All you have to do is begin. Begin the task. Don't worry about the end. The Lord has it planned. He has an amazing strategy planned out for you that will send the evil spirits and whatever trouble you have running in terror. The Lord already has it planned for you. So the next time you're sitting in your room by yourself, maybe tears on your face, anger in your fist, thinking how unfair everything is, if someone comes to you, like your parents, or a friend, or an angel of the Lord in your conscience, and says, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man or woman of valor. The Lord is with you. You are strong." Believe them. Don't worry about if you can really see the ending. Just get out of that barrel, climb out of that hole, and begin. Good example. We are not always the nicest person, are we? Often we're selfish. How are we ever going to get over being selfish? Don't worry about that. Just begin. And the Lord has given you a very easy beginning, the Ten Commandments. Don't worry about being a perfect angel. Don't worry about being a wonderful human being. Just think, I will shun evil as his sins. I won't murder or steal or cheat or lie. And the Lord will take care of everything else. The Lord is with you. Amen.